Welcome back. Ready to jump into that Farndale family history? You know those excerpts you sent in? We're going to unpack all that. It's like we're time traveling. Back to the 12th, 13th centuries when Farndale went from like a hermit's hideaway to, well, a much busier place.
And how your family's story fits into all of that. More than just names on a family tree, it's like a window into a whole different world. We see how Farndale went from basically woods to the place it is now.
Okay, so picture this. It's 1154, and Rivolac Abbey, these monks, Cistercians they were called, they had this grant of land in Farndale. Big place, right? And these Cistercians, they were known for, you know, doing things in a big way, organized grand designs. And get this, the land, it was called Middelhoved back then. That's where some hermit Edmund had lived. Talk about a change in scenery, huh?
Totally. It's this amazing contrast. These monks with their traditions all the way from Europe coming to this valley, building these impressive buildings. And at that time, Farndale, it was pretty much all forest. Hunting grounds for the nobility, you know. Like the Mowbrays, they were big into hunting there. Not many people lived there at all, but that was about to change.
Oh, yeah, big time. Jump ahead to the 1200s. The Stuteville's, they're in charge now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got different plans. They want farmland.
Yeah.
So in come the Villeins, hardworking folks, Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian descent mostly. Their job, turn all that forest into fields. Mm. Assorting, it was called.
Tough work.
Really shows you just how much work went into like reshaping the landscape. Those Villeins, they were your ancestors, and they were literally laying the groundwork, you could say, for the Farndale family to, well, become the Farndale family we know. And by 1276, the records show a real farming community. They were paying their dues, contributing to the economy.
Which, that's amazing in itself. But get this, just a few years later, the amount of farmland almost doubles. So they weren't messing around. This wasn't just getting by. These early Farndales, they were ambitious. They had a plan.
It shows you something about their character, you know. They were driven. But life wasn't all work back then. And what's interesting is these Farndales, they had a bit of a wild side, too. Because remember, a good chunk of the land, it was still royal forest reserved for hunting.
And those Farndale kids, they weren't afraid to bend the rules a little. In fact, we've got records of these young men from Farndale families getting caught red-handed poaching in those royal forests.
These are people who, you know, they weren't content just to, like, settle down. They were pushing the limits a bit. Makes you wonder, did those young guys, did they brag about it? Did their stories about, like, outsmarting the king's men, did those become, like, local legends?
Oh, I bet they did. Path down through the families. Talk about exciting times, huh? But you know what's interesting? When we get to the 1300s, we start to see something kind of strange. The people who stayed in Farndale, they stopped using, like, De Farndale as their last name.
Right. Like, they didn't even need it. Everybody just knew.
Exactly. They were Farndale through and through. But here's the thing. The ones who left to find new opportunities, you know, Danby, Egton, places like that, they kept using De Farndale. Like they were taking a bit of home with them wherever they went?
Yeah, like a badge of honor. A way to show, this is where I come from, this is my family, this history, the hard work, the risk-taking too, right? And this is where we meet someone really interesting, Simon the Miller.
Oh yeah, Simon. Okay, so in the 1301 tax records, there's something that really stands out. Simon, he's listed as the wealthiest tenant in all of Farndale. This wasn't just some guy, you know, grinding grain. This was a businessman.
Someone who knew what he was doing. And it gets you thinking. Remember those young guys caught poaching back in 1280? One of them, his father was a miller. Could that have been our Simon? It's tempting to think so, isn't it?
Right. Like a piece of the puzzle just fell into place. Maybe Simon, he was doing all right for himself. He could afford to maybe overlook a little useful indiscretion. Or, who knows, maybe those fines, for him, they were nothing.
This is what makes history so fascinating, don't you think? We've got these dates, names in the records, and suddenly we're imagining real people, families, how they interacted. It shows you, even back then, people were people.
Makes you think about what people will say about us, huh? Years from now, someone looking back at our lives, finding, I don't know, our tax records, maybe a speeding ticket or two.
Right? Trying to figure us out, just like we're doing with the Farndales now. Seeing our dreams, our struggles, and yeah, maybe a little mischief along the way.
Because that's the thing, isn't it? We're all connected to the people who came before us. Carrying their stories, even if we don't realize it. These Farndales, they were farmers, they were entrepreneurs, they took risks, they shaped their world. And doing that, they shaped ours too, in a way.
That's the power of looking back like this. We're not just digging up facts. We're connecting with these individuals who, just like us, they had hopes, they had dreams, they made their mark.
And their story it becomes part of ours.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, we're all just dreamers, aren't we? And these Farndales, they were definitely dreaming big.
They were. And hey, while we can't say for sure if old Simon the Miller ever, you know, bragged about those poaching finds.
But you got to admit, it's a better story if he did.
Right? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But all kidding aside, what we do know is the Farndale family, they represent something, you know, that drive to build a good life, to make your own way, and the importance of community, of family. Those things, they matter just as much now as they did back then.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Farndale story, it leaves us with a question. What will your story be? What will your family carry forward? It's something to think about, to talk about. Maybe it can even inspire you as you find your own path. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep those family stories alive.